information. My name's Jim. What I find really interesting, or what this year has brought to me, as far as, and what the class has brought to me, is something that's been really powerful. I've been in those classes, I think, 3 different times, and this is the first time that I ever got this far. You know, because life things happen, all sorts of other things happen. But I also, in the process, I took a break, you know, meaning that I kind of left life alone for a little while and bailed on it. And I needed some guidance. I really needed some guidance. So what I did was I turned around and my daughter, who happens to be sitting right back here also, said that she was interested in the class. So we called Linda, who's happening to be sitting right here, and Linda told us to get a hold of Millie, and it worked out that we both ended up in the class. That I'm real grateful for. I'm real grateful for the fact that Linda's in my life. You know, I don't want to say anything good about Linda because we're recording this. And I don't want to like leave anything that would indicate that when we're talking about Linda. But I was hoping for some other people to be here because what I really wanted to talk about was the fact that how God showed himself in my life, period, and ruined this part of it. I was asking, at that time, I was kind of hanging out there in Breeze, and I asked for some help. Somebody showed me, you know, that you exist. So I'm lucky enough to have people like Linda. I got to meet my daughter over the past year when she lived with me. And I got some other people that came into my life that are there that love me. And finally dawned on me one day, and it said, wake up and smell the coffee, open your eyes, because this is God working in my life. And we end up back in the class. Lisa and I end up in the class, and I needed some good swift kicks to wake up. And Millie provided those for me. So for me, it was real beneficial because, you know, Millie, you bring to me, you allow me to be me, which is neat. You allow me to be me, even when I'm not being, and you're good me. And I like that. And I love you for that. I didn't mention her name in that one. No. Same with my daughter. And then, but what's awesome, you know, what was mentioned was Shelly and my coming together. You know, Shelly just showed up in the class one day. You know, I had to ask, how long have you been attending this class? Because I hadn't seen her because I was unavailable to see the things that were going on in my life. And I asked, and what was nice was God brought a smile to my face, and that's in the form of show. He brought love to me, that's in the form of my daughter. You know, I have some other children too, and I can see them through different eyes today. And that was all as a result of me being willing to take some risks and get some guidance from the people that care about me. You know? And, you know, Millie, you've been an inspiration to me. I'm very grateful. Same with the rest of the class. I personally am real grateful for everybody that's in this room. For me. They don't know it. I mean, they were there for me, you know, because I'm selfish. So. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A wonderful thing. I don't know how many of you have your own children in the classes, but isn't that great to have your child in the class and be on the same thought pattern? Wow. Very lucky. Blessed. You're blessed, Jim. You're blessed. All right, our next speaker, this lady came to us through one of our other members, or actually a couple of our other members, because they're husband and wife, but she happens to be the mom of Aunt Andrea here. And this little lady came in, and I tell you, she has not stopped helping people. She has touched so many people's hearts. She's helped so many people. If you see her, she'll be doing something. She's always asking. She's always cheering on. She's the most pleasant person I've ever met in a long, long time. And I'm very, other than her own daughter, who obviously learned it from, maybe they taught each other. You never know, huh, Andrea? But she's a wonderful lady, and I'd like to introduce Doris.
Hello, everybody. My husband's going to help me with the visual aid here. He was a little nervous about it, and he's not sure how much to do, but when I was praying about what to do for tonight, I went back to my class book that Millie had us start with at the first of the year, and the first class that we attended was October 2nd, 2000, and Millie talked about the bubble of God's love. And I got to thinking about it, and she talked about that all the time. You've heard her say it. I know you've heard her say it. But I wanted to know what the definition of a bubble was. He's going to show you right now. It says a bubble is a tiny ball of air or gas in a liquid or a solid. And I thought, okay. But what I liked was that it said it was a transparent dome. When I thought about that, I thought transparent is you can see through it. You can see right through. It's like there isn't that much substance there. And when I thought about that, I thought God can see right through me. If I say I'm living for God and I'm out browsing around and doing everything else that I shouldn't be doing, it doesn't make any difference. What I say to you, how good a person I am, if I'm not living it, it's not going to do me any good. Because I'm just like those bubbles. You're going to see right through me. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:19, and may you be able to feel and understand, as all God's children should, how long, how wide, how deep and how high his love really is. And to experience this love for yourself, though it is so great that you will never see the end of it or fully know or understand it, and so at last you will be filled up with God himself. So then that took me to love. So I went back to the dictionary. And it says love, the definition of love is strong affection, or a liking for someone. Jim just expressed this. Or a passionate affection for someone. Or your sweetheart. My sweetheart's blowing bubbles for you right now. It also said, or in tennis, it's a score of 0. And I thought, 0? I don't want to be a... I want to be at least a 3.5 or a 4, maybe even a 6, you know? I want to attain something higher than that. Hebrews 13:1, and it says, continue to love each other with true brotherly love or sisterly love. Don't forget to be kind to strangers. For some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. And I want to close with a little book that I have that I found in my travels. Andrea always says I always have a little thought that I add to things, and I found this, and it says, the people on our planet are not standing in a single file line, in a line single file. Look closely. Everyone's really standing in a circle holding hands. Whatever you give to the person standing next to you, it eventually comes back to you. Thank you.